Photos show heavily damaged U.S. radar jet at Saudi base. Fugitive Desi Freeman shot dead by Australian police after 7 months in hiding. Myanmar junta chief Min Aung Hlaing nominated as president. Netanyahu says Latin patriarch will have full access to holy site. Partial government shutdown becomes the longest in U.S. history. Thieves steal Renoir. Cezanne and Matisse paintings in 3-minute Italian heist. Fuel tax halved and free public transport offered as warpishes of prices in Australia. King's protests draw large crowds to rally against Donald Trump. 3 arrested in Paris after attempted bomb attack outside Bank of America Italy investigate Sephora and Benefit over marketing skincare to children. African football chief resigns following row over Morocco-Senegal final. Prison phone call recordings raise questions over ex-Abercrombie. Boss's fitness for trial. Canada's new Democratic Party elects Avi Lewis as its leader. Shops and restaurants in Egypt told to close early as energy crisis deepens. 22 migrants die off Greek coast after 6 days at sea. Bank of America to pay out $72.5 million over Epstein lawsuit. Tears and defiance as Lebanese family bury child 11, killed in Israeli strike. Looks-maxing influencer Clavicular arrested on battery charge in Florida. House Republicans reject Senate deal, prolonging partial U.S. government shutdown. Tiger Woods released on bail after DUI arrest. Maldives tells UK it does not recognize Chagos Islands deal with Mauritius. 2 Cuba-bound aid ships found days after disappearing. Nepal's ex-PM arrested over fatal protest crackdown. Iran-backed hackers breach FBI director Kash Patel's personal emails. Rubio says U.S. expects to finish Iran war in next couple of weeks. Austria becomes latest to propose social media ban for children. Jeremy Bowen, Trump is waging war based on instinct and it isn't working. Frosting, sprinkles, and layers of fun. Giant cake picnic hits Sydney. Gaza peace doubts deepen as attention shifts to Iran. One ant for $220, the new frontier of wildlife trafficking. How deepfake porn scandal surrounding TV star rocked Germany. Think Love Island is bad? Wait until you see the AI fruit version. India restoring a centuries-old royal kitchen that never stopped serving food. Potential Houthi threat to Red Sea shipping could further damage global economy. Iran war splits older and younger conservatives as pressure builds for Trump to find exit ramp. The gravest crime against humanity, what does the UN vote on slavery mean? Noah Weil is back in A&E with new drama. The Pit, I hope people watch with empathy. From jammed broadcasts to a blocked website, BBC Russians, 80 years of defiance. I escaped North Korea with my mum. Now I'm terrified she might be sent back. We're having a moment, fear and denial in Silicon Valley over social media addiction trial. Memory of a generation, China mourns the sudden death of a controversial education influencer. Is Trump's pause on attacking Iranian energy for diplomacy or an escalation? My daughter is under the rubble. Inside Tehran as civilian toll of strikes rises. 3 charts that are warning signs flashing for Trump on Iran war. How Russia's threat has seen Germany become Europe's most important army. How Australia's 7-month-long manhunt came to an end. Hundreds in Beirut mourn journalists killed in Israeli strike. Watch iconic global landmarks turn off lights for Earth Hour. Expectant mothers in Cuba struggle under fuel blockade. Our home is gone. BBC speaks to displaced families in Lebanon. Why is it so hard to pass through the Strait of Hormuz? Which key Iranian figures have been killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes? Aluminium jumps as supply fears deepen on Iran's attacks on Middle East plants. LME aluminium nears 4-year peak after Iran attacks on Gulf smelters. Gold prices rise slightly with Iran war escalation in focus. Oil prices surge to over 150 barrel after Yemen's Houthis attack Israel.